Wisconsin's 2020 congressional races are starting to shape up. State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald announced his bid for the 5th District today. That's the seat currently held by longtime Republican Representative Jim Sensenbrenner in southeastern Wisconsin. Sensenbrenner has announced that he's not going to seek re-election next year. Also last week, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany kicked off his candidacy for the 7th District in northwestern Wisconsin. That's currently held by Republican Sean Duffy only for a few more days. He announced his plans to resign back in August. A special election's coming up there. Other candidates have declared their intentions to get in and in some cases to opt out of these and other congressional races. Others still making up their minds. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, good to have you back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the seat currently held by Representative Sensenbrenner. A big announcement, a prominent figure in Wisconsin politics, Scott Fitzgerald, saying he is running. You covered his announcement. What did he say about why he is seeking this office?
So he rolled out a line that we've actually become, I think, pretty familiar with from a number of campaigns in Wisconsin over the past several years. He said he wants to take Wisconsin values to Washington, D.C. I remember Congressman Brian Stiles, who's a representative in the 1st District now, using that phrase quite a bit as well in his election campaign. Fitzgerald is really kind of pointing to his accomplishments as a Senate Majority Leader. He took that role in 2011. Sort of saying, you know, this is what we accomplished in Wisconsin. These are the concrete conservative reforms I was able to push through in a leadership role. And that's the kind of thing I want to take to Washington, D.C.
Now, he's in the race. Last week, former State Senator Leah Vukmir, who had run for a Senate, U.S. Senate, said last week she is not running. What other names are still bouncing around out there on the Republican side, Laurel?
So there are still several people considering bids for this particular seat. This is a really kind of deep bench for Republicans, this part of the state. So some names folks might be familiar with. Former U.S. Senate candidate Kevin Nicholson says he's still thinking about the bid. He lost the Republican Senate primary to Leah Vukmir in 2016. Vukmir, of course, went on to 2018, rather, against Senator Tammy Baldwin. Other folks still thinking about getting in the race, State Senator Chris Kapinga, another member of the state Senate, so he could be running against his colleague, Senator Fitzgerald, potentially. State Representative Adam Nealon is considering getting in the race. A GOP aide for Senator Ron Johnson, Ben Vogel, says he is weighing the bid. And then, interestingly, two sons of very prominent Republican politicians in Wisconsin are still thinking about it. Son of former Governor Scott Walker, Matt Walker, is thinking about getting in the race. And then son of former Wisconsin Congressman Mark Newman, Matt Newman, is thinking about getting in the race as well. So we could have another Walker-Newman race just a generation removed.
And it's not too surprising that there's a lot of possibilities out there because Representative Sensenbrenner has been there a long time. If you were a Republican in that district, you were kind of in don't-hold-your-breath mode if you wanted to end up in Congress.
Absolutely. I think this is something that people have been looking for quite a while. You know, Congressman Sensenbrenner has been in office for more than 40 years. People, I think, perhaps rightfully so, as the congressman has been getting on in years a little bit, thinking about when he might be interested in retiring and stepping down and when that seat might be available to them. People kind of keeping that on the back burner in terms of next steps in their political careers. And I think in addition to that kind of lead up to the seat being available, it is a really kind of stronghold for Republicans in Wisconsin. This particular region of the state has a lot of really high-profile Republicans that are in the queue for this race. Like I said before, it's kind of a deep bench for this part of the state.
Yeah, Republican stronghold. Do we have Democrats lining up here?
So there is one Democrat that has already announced his bid. He actually ran against Sensenbrenner in the last election. I believe got around 35% of the vote in that race, Tom Peltzowitz. So we already do have a Democrat in the race. This isn't a seat that I think Democrats are particularly optimistic about flipping just because of the incredibly strong conservative foundations of this particular district. It's those wow counties, you know, that area of suburban Milwaukee that we often talk about being very strongly conservative. But, of course, it is a presidential election year, high turnout. All sorts of different factors can go into these races, so we'll keep an eye on it for sure.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White, previewing some upcoming congressional races. Let's move to the 7th District. Sean Duffy currently there, out pretty soon. He surprised a lot of people, I think, when he said he was leaving because of family health concern. There's supposed to be a special election, Laurel. Unless I've missed it, we don't know when that's going to happen, right?
That's right. So actually, Governor Tony Evers can't call that special election until Congressman Duffy officially steps down, which is on the 23rd. So we will hear from Governor Evers at some point on or after the 23rd. He's not allowed by state law to call that special election anytime before then.
Well, people are allowed to announce that they're running. Who do we have on the Republican side hoping to replace Sean Duffy?
So we have Senator Tom Tiffany. I think he's considered by Republicans to be a pretty strong front runner in that race. He's been a state senator from that district for quite a while, has a good, kind of stronghold or strong footing, rather, of name recognition in the district. Being a state senator, he's represented a fairly sizable chunk of this district, though it is a huge district in northern Wisconsin. So Tiffany, I think, is somebody that has the potential of clearing out the Republican field a little bit on that side of things.
And how about Democrats? This lot of this district used to be Representative Dave Obey's district for a long time. The lines moved and it went from longtime Democratic to pretty reliably Republican. But are Democrats hopeful there?
They really are. So there are a number of Democrats lining up for this seat, kind of in contrast to that 5th congressional district seat. Some of the names out there for this race include State Senator Janet Buley. She's been in the state Senate for a while. A Wausau Democratic activist, Christine Mookley. A Wausau surgeon by the name of Riveron. So there are more certainly Democratic candidates kind of swirling around in the conversation for that race.
So those are the big two. And of course, there will be a special election and then there will be another election in the normal November elections in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. So this is a really kind of unique situation. And I guess depending on how much you like campaigning, a challenge or a treat for the people participating in this race.
Woo-hoo.
So you would have to win a special election and then a general.
As of now, we have incumbents in all the other seats. Nobody else has said that they're stepping down or not running again yet. Any of those races that you're watching particularly and people stepping up to run against those incumbents?
We haven't really heard anything yet in those other races. I think these two Republican retirement and resignation, respectively, have been taking up kind of a lot of political oxygen in the conversation about Wisconsin congressional races. I think to the extent that Sensenbrenner was expected just because of kind of his tenure and experience, Duffy was a real surprise for Wisconsin Republicans as somebody that is stepping down at this stage in his career. I think people thought he was going to be around for quite a while. So the conversations have really been focused on the 5th and the 7th. And as we talked about, Democrats are looking at the 7th district in a way that's a little bit unique this time around, hoping that they can flip it back to maybe the time when Dave Obey, a Democrat, represented that district for several decades.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. She joined us for a look at who's in and out in Wisconsin's congressional races. Two of them in particular. Toward the end of August, Republican U.S. Representative Sean Duffy announced he would resign from his 7th district seat. That'll happen this coming Monday, if I'm doing the math right. Early this month, longtime Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner said he would not seek re-election in the 5th district next year, leading to at least so far, two open seats in Wisconsin's congressional delegation and one special election next year. A lot to keep track of.